Tuesday, the 8th of October. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today I thought we would look a little bit at some of the sorrowful mysteries. We're going to be on and off through this month looking at the rosary, thinking a little bit about the rosary, and I was thinking about a piece of poetry that comes from the poet T.S. Eliot that picks up on the first of the sorrowful mysteries, which is the agony in the garden. And I wonder if you can hear that moment in the poem, in T.S. Eliot's poem, The Wasteland. After the silence in the garden, after the agony in the stony places, prison and palace and reverberation of thunder of spring over distant mountains. That's the piece of poetry I was thinking of. So it comes from T.S. Eliot's beautiful long poem, The Wasteland, which you probably aren't going to come across as kids very much, but which is very, very beautiful. And I remember the first time I read it, in the poem, what is the poet doing? He's making us think about what's going on for Jesus in that moment. He's making us think about the agony in the garden. But he does it by kind of turning the words around. And he does it by saying, after the silence in the garden, after the agony in the stony places. And it picks up, I think, one of those things that as kids we can really wonder about, which is, what happens when we pray? When we pray and ask God for something, and it seems like God doesn't answer our prayers. And I'm not talking about when we pray about something small. You know, I'm sure sometimes we do pray about small things. But when we pray about the really big and hard things in our lives, the people we love who are sick, the people we love who maybe die, and we can get very, very distressed, can't we, if we think that there's no response, if we think that we pray and nothing is happening. I think one of the great gifts of praying the Passion is that seeing that Jesus himself felt some of those same things that we might think and feel. And there we have the poet T.S. Eliot thinking with that idea, after the silence in the garden. It kind of opens the possibility that even Jesus had a sense of that loss, of that, where is God now? Even though we know that he said, in the moment in the garden, thy will be done, and he gave over, you know, power to God, the Father, but that he also had perhaps that sense of not knowing, is this really going to happen? Is this hard thing really going to happen? Is there nothing I can do to avoid it? So I think there's something here that can console us when things are really hard. So we can remember Jesus also battled. He also prayed and found it hard. He also really found what God was asking of him difficult to say yes to. And if you are experiencing something hard and difficult, you can remember Jesus praying in the garden, perhaps. Perhaps you can even go and read that passage from the scriptures yourself. And you can remember that Jesus is with you. Jesus is with you, and Jesus understands how hard life can be because he's experienced it himself. Let's close our eyes now. I'd like us to pray for every child who is battling with something difficult, that they might feel Jesus near to them, holding them and praying with them and for them, giving them his love, his consoling presence. We ask this trusting in your grace, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.